Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting second. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Oral Hildebrand. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe moves to third. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Krivic scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hildebrand, and towards Knickerbocker, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into center field. West picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on West. Dykes moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Dykes scores. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Radcliffe reaches third base with a triple. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker throws the ball into Appling, who tags Huffman trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonura moves to third. Sheriff Blake now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Huffman and he is safe. Appling steals second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonura scores. Appling scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hayes moves to third. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietrich takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Hayes scores. Dietrich moves to third. It's 7-2, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Dietrich Davis moves to second. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker bunts towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Allen reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Huffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Allen scores. It's 7-4, White Sox. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Huffman moves to second. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dietrich is called out on strikes. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-4, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allen. Appling reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Huffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dietrich is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath pinch hits for Sheriff Blake. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field. Krivic picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Krivic. Heath moves to second. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 3 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. West hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Clift reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. Davis moves to third. It's 10-5, White Sox. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Browns 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Trotter now pitching. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 4 for 4 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Radcliffe trying to get to home. Allen throws the ball into Huffman, who tags Radcliffe, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal now playing center field. Mike Krivic now playing left field. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Benny Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Dietrich, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker moves to second. Two outs. Jim Bottomley pinch hits for Bill Trotter. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Dietrich covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Browns 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a line drive towards short. Knickerbocker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-4 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-4 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-4 in the game. West hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.